I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Let's do a show, shall we? 3:03 on this Sunday morning, St. Patrick's Day morning, and a good one to you. It's Mike Fliegelman with you. Fleegs on The Fan, 877-337-6666 will be the number to call. Dexter Henry has your updates at the top of every hour. Rami Levy on the other side of the glass. And like Ricky Ricardo talked about during his show, it's a day of celebration. Not just because it's St. Paddy's Day. Not just because in about 15 and a half hours, I will have a full bracket in front of me. We will get to all of that, of course. A rough day for the teams on the bubble, including some of our locals. But it is mostly a day of celebration for me because I am still lingering in the celebration that began on Friday night, because as I wear my green for St. Patrick's Day, a must this time of year, I'm a Jets fan, so I usually wear Jets green on St. Patrick's Day because it's the easiest thing and it is the most green clothing that I have in my wardrobe. And after a little bit of a maybe shaky week where Jets fans seem to be panicking from Monday when the legal tampering period opened through early into Friday evening, things changed, and I am now celebrating because the Jets got number one on my wish list and have cemented themselves as one of the 10 teams in the NFL that can legitimately compete for the Super Bowl next season. There's still work to be done. This can really be made perfect on Monday. We'll talk about that, who's coming in to visit the Jets in Florham Park. But the Jets going out and agreeing to terms with Tyron Smith, the stud left tackle who spent the last 13 years with the Dallas Cowboys, the Pro Bowler, the five-time All-Pro, including last season when he played 13 games for the first time in a while. Getting a stalwart like that on the offensive line, completing a week in which you added a solid, not spectacular, but solid left guard, and above-average right tackle reuniting with Morgan Moses, and then bringing in one of the still, at age 33, absolute best left tackles in all of football. The New York Jets are a Super Bowl contender. The New York Jets have one of the best rosters and situations, at least short term, in the NFL. They're not the Chiefs where you can say, ah, no worries, for the next 10-plus years with Patrick Mahomes, you're competing for a title every year. They don't have that luxury, but for the next year or two, or as long as Aaron Rodgers is around, and in case you were worried that he would, and I still can't believe I'm about to say these words in a sentence and there was some legitimacy to it for a couple of days, in case you were worried that Aaron Rodgers, instead of being on the football field, was going to be running for vice president of the United States, that was put to bed on Saturday when we found out he will not be RFK Jr.'s running mate. So in case you missed that, it flew a little under the radar on Saturday because it was one of the best sports days on the calendar, most underrated sports days on the calendar, as it is every year with all the conference tournament action going on in college basketball. But Aaron Rodgers will be the Jets quarterback. Tyron Smith will be his blindside protector. In an NFL where so many teams are either rebuilding, and it could be a smart rebuild like the Giants, and we'll get to them plenty too, or some teams are just kind of off in no man's land like the Steelers, a team that is having praise heaped upon them for what they've done in the last couple of days, especially yesterday trading for Justin Fields. I don't get that, and we'll get to that too as the morning goes on. I'm here with you until 8 a.m., so sun will be up by the time for a couple hours by the time we say goodbye. The Jets have with their defense, with Breece Hall, with Garrett Wilson, and now with Tyron Smith, one of the best left tackles in all of football, they have one of the best all-around rosters in the NFL. And when you break down which teams can legitimately compete for a Super Bowl, every year I say this number is in the 8 to 12 range. Right now I have it at about 10. Could go up by one or two depending on how the rest of the offseason shakes out, depending on how the draft plays out. But right now, 10 teams can legitimately say they have a chance to win Super Bowl 59 down in New Orleans. And the New York Jets, believe it or not, are one of them. That's how impactful Tyron Smith is to this team. Having a player like him on the field, and yes, there are injury concerns, but if you get him for the 13 games he played last year, and then one of the other quirky things about Smith, as much time as he has missed over the last few years, you know when he's available every single season? The playoffs. He finds his way back for the postseason. So the Jets still have to add a third tackle. They have to add a swing tackle, whether that's free agency or the draft. Again, we'll have plenty of time to break that down and options at 877-337-6666. Or you can tweet at me at M Fliegelman. It's M-F-L-I-E-G-E-L-M-A-N. We'll do that over the next 5 hours. I have plans. I have ideas. I have fantasies. And we can have it all because the Jets addressed their biggest need in the offseason on Friday night when they signed the best offensive lineman, one of the best players overall on the market. I did a show 2 weeks ago and said the Jets offseason and free agency came down to two names for me. Tyron Smith, who we found out earlier that day the Cowboys were going to let test the market, so you knew he was going to be a free agent. And Mike Evans, who still had not signed his extension with the Bucs, and there was thought that he could be available. I thought the Jets had to sign one of those two guys to have the offseason that had me jumping up and down in celebration. Obviously, Evans came off the board before they even had a chance to talk contract with him. And I started to get worried over the last few days. I maybe wasn't hitting the panic button. I mean, Jets fans were mashing that thing. They probably destroyed it with how they were behaving Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. I was a little concerned. I liked the John Simpson move. I loved the Morgan Moses trade. The Jets signed, found their right tackle, cost effective, didn't have to give up too much in a trade. Brilliant work by Joe Douglas. But after Jets fans were getting on the GM for being asleep and napping and all that sorts of nonsense, Joe Douglas came through. My man Joe Douglas signed the best offensive lineman to complete the overhaul of this Jets offensive line. And as bad as it was last season, and it was bad, we don't know how it would have performed if not for injuries, but with the decimating injuries that took toll on the Jets throughout the season. I mean, there was a point where I think 6 or 7 games in a row, they played 6 or 7 different right guards, and none of them were benched for performance. Like, that's how ugly it got with the injuries. They were starting guys that they were just plucking off the street because they were down 4 or 5 players at one position. Now that happens again this season, they're in a lot of trouble.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But this offensive line, which was a weakness last season, it wasn't the reason Aaron Rodgers, your now 40-year-old quarterback, got hurt and tore his Achilles. It's not the reason Zach Wilson sucks at football and is unwanted by 32 teams in the NFL. But it did get in the Jets' way of ultimately having a successful season. It was bad. With the five guys they have now, yes, health will be a factor, but that's the case for every team. Elijah Vera Tucker, who suffered two freak season-ending injuries the last couple years, they need him to stay healthy. If he does, if you get anything close to the kind of production Morgan Moses and Tyron Smith have given their teams the last few years, the Jets are going to be a force to be reckoned with. In an AFC East that has seen the Bills lose a lot of important veterans, that has seen the Dolphins lose a lot of important veterans, the Patriots are just starting a rebuild. They're starting from scratch. The division is now wide open for the Jets, and they have as good a chance as any to try their one shot if you get in a postseason game and have to take on the big, bad Kansas City Chiefs. Look, I'm not going to tell you the Jets are Super Bowl favorites. They're nowhere close to that. There's nothing any team can do this offseason that's going to make them better on paper than the two-time defending Super Bowl champions, who are going to have a much better roster going into week one of this upcoming season than they did week one of last season. But for what the Jets can control, getting the best team on the field with solid but not great draft capital, no second round pick, and decent but not excessive cap space, Joe Douglas hit a home run. How they got Tyron Smith to agree to the deal he did, incentive laden, I know the market didn't form for him. I have to think ultimately some team would have given him a little bit more guaranteed, but Tyron Smith maybe wanted to sign a little faster, not wait until the summer. The Jets swooped in, and they snagged a guy who can be a difference maker. I wasn't just looking for good players who can maybe stabilize the offensive line at best. I wanted difference makers. That's why I had my sights set on Mike Evans or Tyron Smith. And in their left tackle, the Jets just got a guy who, the talent speaks for itself. If you watch film, you can see this guy make plays that other left tackles can't make. How strong he is. How sneaky athletic he is for a guy his size. Especially in the power run game, the way he just overwhelms defensive players. Ask the guys on the Giants how much they loved going up against Tyron Smith. Not a whole lot. They are thrilled that he is now out of the conference. I'm sure the players on the Eagles and their great defensive line, they all feel the same way. The guy mauls people. He is about to be the most talented left tackle the Jets have ever had. And in their history, they've had a couple really good ones. I love DeBrickashaw Ferguson. Incredible 10-year career with the Jets. Validated that fourth overall pick in 2006, and then some. He's not on the level of a Tyron Smith. Again, this is somebody who has been to 8 Pro Bowls, and if you think the Pro Bowl is a little wonky, I can hear that. Too much nonsense involved. 5-time All-Pro, and it's not just something from earlier in his career. Second-team All-Pro in 2023. Played 13 games. If he gives that to the Jets and is available in the postseason like he was for the Cowboys each of the last few years that they were in it, including this last season, that's all they need. This is a 10 out of 10, A+, no-brainer move that makes the Jets, again, one of only two handfuls of teams that can actually say they have a chance at the Super Bowl. There's always nonsense about all these teams that, oh, you know, look at the Cowboys every single year. And Dak Prescott, ooh, maybe this will be the year of the Cowboys. Nonsense. Never has been, never will be with Dak Prescott. All these teams that pretend they're in that conversation, or all the fans that think they're in that conversation when they aren't, the Jets are. It's tough because most of those teams, the majority of the teams on that list, are going to be from the AFC. They still play in a stacked conference with, again, the best team in football in their path at some point throughout the season and the postseason. I am not denying that. What I'm telling you is that the Jets are one of the very few teams with a chance to knock them off. With their defense, with that secondary, and that pass rush, even without Bryce Huff, what they're going to be able to do rushing the passer. Potentially adding Jadeveon Clowney in a couple days, and we'll get to him as one of the two visits coming up tomorrow to Florham Park. With how good they are all around on that defense, and what this offense can be. Aaron Rodgers, Brees Hall, Garrett Wilson behind a good offensive line. Brees Hall, look what he's done the last 2 years. One of them coming right off an ACL tear behind a porous offensive line. Look at what Garrett Wilson has done, having the ball thrown to him mostly by a quarterback every team in the league wants no part of on their roster. And we will get to Zach Wilson and the Zach Wilson truthers and how the Jets could and should handle that. Again, plenty of time in these upcoming 5 hours. It's the vision the Jets saw last year when they added Aaron Rodgers to this team. Putting him with this kind of talent around him makes you one of the legitimate Super Bowl contenders. There will be LOL Jets and comments about, oh, well, they won't win because they're the Jets. If that's someone's best analysis and they can't give you a football reason of why this team isn't good enough, ignore it. This team is good enough, and they're not done. There's going to be another weapon or two added to this team, whether that's free agency, whether that's the draft, and we'll get to how they can address that wide receiver position, perhaps tight end, as we go throughout the show. But right here, right now, 3:17 on 3:17. Well, that worked out. It's 3:17 a.m. on the morning of March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. At 3:17, on 3:17, the Jets are one of the very few legitimate Super Bowl contenders in the NFL. And you bet that as a Jets fan, long-suffering, like me, like Rami, like every Jets fan out there, some a lot longer than Rami and I because we're a lot younger than, let's say, the Joe Beningos, the Iras and Staten Islands of the world, we are celebrating because the Jets made the move they had to make. They landed the splash signing that they needed to procure, and they are a Super Bowl contender. We'll have a baseball season, most of it between now and then. A lot of yelling about the Yankees and the Mets, which we'll, again, do in this five-hour show. We'll have a Knicks playoff run. We'll have a Rangers playoff run. We'll maybe have an Islanders playoff run. We will hopefully have St. John's in the tournament, which over the last 12 or so hours has become a much dicier proposition. There will be a lot. But come week one in September, the Jets will be one of the only 10 or so teams that can win a Super Bowl, and I am celebrating that. 877-337-6666. Get it rolling with your phone calls next. We'll get into how the Jets can address the wide receiver position, how it seems like right now they're planning or hoping on addressing the wide receiver position, how they can add. We will get into the Giants, their very active week, what it means for their present, more importantly, their future. So much on the Yankees, a roller coaster of a week for Yankees fans with the Gerrit Cole injury and the news on Friday and Saturday, or Thursday through Saturday, that hopefully makes you feel a little bit better where they stand and whether or not they need to add somebody, the Mets, whether they need to add a DH. Both of these teams and the spring breakout game, how their futures look. The Knicks, big win in Sacramento, 2-0 on the road trip. The Islanders and Rangers will meet for the second time this season in about, what, 9 hours or 10 hours at the Garden. So much to get to, and yes, it is Selection Sunday. Plenty of college basketball as well. There are a ton of storylines to get to from the last week and last day in college basketball. Some good, some very funny, and some possibly unfortunate as we sit and wait anxiously for the fate of the Red Storm around 6:15, 6:20 on Sunday evening. We'll get to all of it, 877-337-6666. It's Mike Fliegelman with you, Fleegs on the Fan. We're coming back with your calls next.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.